ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are going to discuss the fourth shloka of Saundarya Lahari. The first few shlokas spoke about Devi in general. We will discuss some other time, maybe tomorrow we will discuss in short, in brief about Devi, about the Devi who is propounded in the Saundarya Lahari, which is similar to the Devi who is the goddess of Lalita Sahasranama. We'll discuss that separately, but we can have a question as to why Shankara is praising Devi, why Shankara is writing a work about Devi. What is so different about Devi? What is so special about Devi from other gods? Because as per the scriptures, we have Muppati Mukkodi, like 33 crore devatas are there in total. As per the scriptures, as per various Puranas, we have 33 crore devas and devis, like gods and goddesses in Hindu religion. So among all those three, among the 33 crore, what is so special about Devi? We can say, okay, Devi is so special because she is the ruler of all gods. She is like the starting place from which the Trinity, the Trimurtis of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are created. We'll discuss that in a separate place. But we can say, okay, Devi is the starting place. Devi is the ultimate reality of Parabrahman from whom everything starts. Is she Ishvara? Therefore, she is special. But still, all the devatas, whether it be Ganapati or Muruka or the Trimurtis or their wives Parvati or Saraswati or Lakshmi, all of them are worshipped, considering them as Brahman, considering them as pervading everywhere. The concept of worshipping a particular Devi or Devata as pleases our mind, depending on our nature, depending on a person's characteristics, depending on a person's mental quality, he can worship, he can choose any devata. But it is just by choosing a devata and worshipping that is not real worship. We may think, oh, I am a Rama Bhakta because I go to Rama temple, I always think about Rama. That is not bhakti. Real devotion, as per scriptures, is when a person always thinks about that devata and he sees that devata as pervading the entire universe. So that means that devata is worshipped as Brahman. This is called, I forgot the name, technical term for it. It's similar to a pratika dhyanam, wherein you worship a particular symbol as standing for the ultimate reality of Brahman. In worship, we choose a devata who appeals to us, who appeals to our mind. As per our nature, if we are more into, let's say, Rajasic in nature, then we will be choosing such a devata, Brahma or some other person. If it is more Tamasic, more destructive, our nature is more Tamasic in nature, then we will be choosing Shiva. If it is more Sattvic in nature, we will be choosing Vishnu. Similarly is the case, like if we want to follow Dharma to a perfection, our mental thoughts are that I am a person who strictly adheres to Dharma. I have to do my Dharma. I have to do daily Sandhya Vandanam. I have to do all those activities. If that is the case, then Rama is a suitable God for such a person because his nature, his mental attitude leans towards that particular Devata. So the concept of the choosing a Devata is for one's own, depending on one's own mental nature. So that it appeals much. When something appeals more to us, then we will be more attracted to it. When we are more attracted to it, we will be able to think or remember it at all times. So after choosing a particular devata, a person has to see that devata as pervading the universe. He has to see it as Brahman. He shouldn't distinguish like Shiva and Vishnu bhaktas fighting amongst each other. That is not the case. The real devotion is when one God is seen as pervading everywhere. That one God is, for that devotee, it is Nirguna Parabrahman. Therefore, instead of worshipping Nirguna Brahman, a person, a sadhaka, chooses a particular form, and that form stands for Brahman. Amma gives a beautiful example. Amma, I think Amma and many other Ramana Maharshi also says in one of his works titled Ulladan Arpad or Saddarshanam, that a child, a small child, when it is 2 or 3 years, it doesn't know an elephant. Therefore, what the father buys a book which has pictures of elephant and shows, oh, this is elephant. And with that, the child learns that picture is not real elephant. Even if the father gave a toy elephant, still that is not real elephant. That toy or the picture stands for elephant. And through that picture, the child is made to realize, child is made to know what is really an elephant, how a real elephant will look like it. And that serves its purpose. When the kid grows and sees a real elephant, it says, ah, there, elephant is there. In a similar way, all dhyanam of any particular devata, that is so that it stands for that particular sadhaka, that devata stands for the ultimate reality of Brahman, that Brahman which is all pervasive. So the real dhyanam is when, real devotion is when the sadhaka chooses a particular form and sees it as pervading the universe, sees it as present everywhere, each and every place, even as Nirguna Parabrahman is present everywhere. So that is the concept of 33 crore devatas in Hindu religion. So going forward, if any other person says that your religion, Hindu religion, speaks about many devatas and people fight amongst themselves, then should be in a position to explain to them that this is not the case. The Hindu religion is, the way Hindu religion treats these devatas is that as many are the people, so many their mental characteristics. As many characteristics, so many devatas, so that it appeals more. So there is only one God as per Hindu, but we can choose that devata, how that one Nirguna Parabrahman can be, or how we want that Nirguna Parabrahman to be. That is also the reason why we can even choose our Guru, any of the current Mahatmas, any of the avataras as devata. The devata need not be the 33 crore which is listed in the scriptures, it can be any person. We cannot say that Devi is special because she is Parabrahman. All the devatas stand for Parabrahman, therefore there is no difference between Devi and other devatas. Then what differentiates Devi? What makes her special from other devatas? That is what Shankara answers in this fourth shloka. He will tell that Devi has a particular name as well, Abhishta Varadha. Abhishta Varadha. Lalita Sahasranama itself has a name, Varadhai Namaha. Varadha. Varadha means a person who gives boons. And there is Amma's song, one song which says that Abhishta Varadhai ke Jnana Sukhadhai ke Janma Faladhai ke Varu Hridayatil Kudikullu Kamalambike Abhishta Varadhaike. Abhishta Varadhaike, O Devi, who is Abhishta Varadha, who gives, who fulfills all our desires, who gives whatever we want, Abhishtam, whatever we need, Devi gives. Abhishta Varadhaike Jnana Sukhadhaike, Jnanam and Sukham as well she gives. Janma Faladhaike, Janma Safalyam. Janma Safalyam, or our birth serving its purpose, the very, very reason why we get born again and again is to come out of this birth, come out of this chain of birth and death. That is only by realization. And that Janma Safalyam, that is called Safalyam, fulfillment of birth, fulfillment of our Janma, that happens only due to Devi. So Janma Faladayike, she gives Janma Safalyam. Varu, come. Come where? Hridayatil Kudikullu Kamalambike. O Kamalambika, O Devi who sits in Kamalam, who sits in the lotus, come and sit in my heart. So Devi is well known in Shakta and Tantra devotees as a person who fulfills all boons. And so we can say other devatas also serve all boons. So what is the difference? That is what Shankara gives in this shloka. This shloka, the fourth shloka, is sung, depicts the ragam Shankara Bharana, which is a quite popular ragam. Tvadanya panibhyam abhayavaradho devataganah Tvameka naivasi prakatitavarabhitya vinaya bayat tratum datum falamapicha vancha samadikam Sharanye lokanam tavahi charana veva nipunau. So Shankara says, how do we find the devatas? All devatas have their hands, panibhyam, in their hands they denote abhayam and varada. Abhayam, abhayavaram, that's what is commonly explained. The hand that is held up, upright, that denotes varam. And that hand which has its palms facing downward, that is called varam. So like a policeman saying stop, that symbol, that stands for varam. Whereas when it is the palm, the tip of the fingers faces below, then that is called abhayam. So all devatas have these two depiction of their hands that denotes abhayam and varam. So varam means fulfilling desires, whatever, giving boons. Abhayam means taking care of the devotee. Those are two aspects. Taking care of the devotee is different from fulfilling the desires of the devotee. So taking care, protection from all trouble, and giving whatever is required. So Tvadanyaha, other than you. Tvadanyaha Devata Ganaha. Tvadanya Devata Ganaha. Devata Ganaha. All the set of devas, set of devatas, the various devatas. Devata Ganaha means group of devatas. So all the devatas, Tvadanyaha, different from yourself, who are not you. So all the devatas apart from you, panibhyam, in their hand, abhayavaradaha, they display abhayam and varam in their hands. We know, we have already discussed that Devi doesn't show abhayam and varam in her hands, because we know that Devi has four hands in which she has whatever we have already discussed. Ragaswarupa Pashadya Krodakara Ankushojvala Manurupekshukodanta Panchatanmatra Sayaka. So Devi has only four hands, all those are occupied, so she cannot show abhayam and varam. Whereas all other devatas show abhayam and varam. So Tvadanyaha Devataganaha, all devataganas, all devatas apart from you have depiction of abhayam and varam in their hand. Tvam Eka, you alone, na eva asi. You alone don't have this. What? Prakatita vara abhitya abhinaya. You don't prakatitam, manifested or clearly shown abhayavara, you don't have. So you are the only one. Tume ka, you alone don't depict abhayam and varam. In a prakatitam, prakatitam, so Shankara says, thinks that, okay, if he says Tomeka, you only don't have this, then we may doubt. Oh, if Devi doesn't have, then she won't give abhayam and varam. That is not the case. Therefore, he says prakatitam. It is not prakatitam, it is not manifested. So in your case alone, the depiction is not manifested. That doesn't mean you don't take care of your devotees. You still take care. So that means you are different from other devatas because other devatas depict abhayam and varam and they give. But you don't even depict that, you give it. Without depiction, you give. So we know that showing or proclaiming that I will give. Somebody comes to your house and says, I'll give you tomorrow $10, and he gives tomorrow. That is one case. And the second case is another person, he doesn't tell, but he comes tomorrow and gives you $10. So there is a difference between both the cases. Second case is better because there is no depiction, there is no prakatita manifestation, but still that is there. So you don't show to the world, but still you do it. And do you do only that, abhayam and varam? Why don't you depict like others? Because abhayam varam is natural for Devi. Devi is so kind-hearted. Varadha. So Devi is abhishta varadha. Devi is so kind-hearted that we are all her children. Even as a mother takes care of her children, similarly Devi's primary duty is to take care of us. That means abhayam and varam, is she doesn't need to depict. It is her duty. Like it is our duty to do various things. Like it is the duty of a mother to take care of her children. Like it's the duty of a father to ensure that his children study well. So Devi's primary duty itself is to give abhayam and varam. So she is different from the devatas because all devatas show abhayam varam and they give it. Whereas you don't show it, don't depict it, yet you take care of us. Oh, just because she doesn't show, that doesn't make her different. There, it's not just that. So what does Devi give? Bhayatratum. So bhayatratum. Tratum means crossover. Bhayam. Bhayatram. Bhayam. So you take a person or help a person to cross over fear. So we can take the general meaning of removal of fear because she protects us. Or we can also say dvitiyad vai bhayam bhavati. Bhayam happens only because of ajnanam, and Devi helps us in getting jnanam, thereby makes us takes us to the state of abhayam. But bhayatratam can generally mean abhayam. Bhayatratam, you help a person in getting rid of bhayam. Datum phalam api cha vanchasam adhikam. Phalam api, datum phalam api. So phalam api datum, to give phalam as well. Datum, to give phalam as well, to give fruits, to fulfill desires, whatever are there. Vanchasam adhikam. Vanchasam means whatever is sought, adhikam means more than. So other devatas, since they show abhayam and varam in their hands, therefore they take care of only that. But you help a person in crossing over bhayam, which is same as abhayam, protection, but it can also mean that knowledge, real knowledge she gives, and you also give more than what is required. That means adhikam vanchasam adhikam, you give more than what is required, whereas other devatas give only what is required. You give more than what is required, and for whom do you give? So for all your devotees. So what should a person do? Because Devi is greater, Devi is better than other devatas. She doesn't depict abhayam and varam, yet gives abhayam and varam. And she gives more than what is required than other devatas. Therefore, lokanam sharanye. In the world, sharanye, my refuge. Tavahi charanau eva. You alone are my refuge. Your feet alone is my refuge. Nipunav. Nipunav means one who is capable, one who is very good. So, O Devi, you are so capable that you don't show abhayam and varam in your hands, yet you take care of your devotees. You give abhayam and varam, and you give varam more than what is required, more than what is necessary, more than what is sought. You give to a person whatever he needs and more than what he asks as well. Therefore, your feet, charanav, tava charanav, your feet alone is my sharan, lokanam sharanam. In the world, your feet alone is my refuge, O Devi. So that is what this shloka says about. And Ramakrishna Paramahamsa has said in many places. In once, it seemed like in the gospel, it's not exactly in the gospel, but what happened was, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, Vivekananda was from a very poor family, Narendra, as he was called before sannyasam. He was from a very poor family and his parents and all were suffering. But Vivekananda was always in knowledge. He was a person who stood for knowledge. He knew that the world is an illusion. Therefore, he never sought out worldly things. But Sri Ramakrishna said to him, Oh Narendra, your family, they are struggling. Go and ask Devi. She will give you whatever you ask for. Go. So one day, like Sri Ramakrishna said to Narendra, so Narendra started from the place where Sri Ramakrishna lived, the room, to the Devi temple. So he went there and he came back quite happy. Then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa asked him, Oh, did you ask? Then Narendra said, Yes, I asked. What did you ask? Narendra said, When I went there, I saw Devi standing in front of me. When I saw Devi, then I asked, Oh Devi, give me Vivekam and Vairagyam. Oh Devi, give me Vivekam and Vairagyam so that I'll always have knowledge with me. And then, so you didn't ask for Devi for money, financial support for your family? No, I didn't ask. Well, Ramakrishna said, Okay, I know you will always be like that. But okay, try out once again, go and ask. Now this time at least don't forget. So Narendra again went, again the same thing happened. It happened for 3 times. All the 3 times Narendra would go there, he would see Devi and then he'll say, Oh Devi, give me Vivekam and Vairagyam, give me Jnanam. So finally Sri Ramakrishna gave up. He said, Oh, I know you are no good. You cannot go and ask Devi. So don't worry. I will ask Devi. So by Devi's grace, your family will need whatever is needed. You don't need to ask. So that is Devi's mahima, that without even asking, she gives. Unlike other devatas who give when things are sought, Devi gives for her devotees whatever is needed and more than what they seek. So Amma also says that a person who reads Lalita Sahasranama daily, he will not have any lack for food or clothing or his basic needs. So just because here Shankara says about Devi as different from other devatas, that doesn't mean Vishnu and Shiva are bad. That doesn't mean Rama is bad. That doesn't mean Murika is bad. It is like a form of Arthavadam. It is a form of way of telling that for devotees, if we take any of the work, all of the work which speak about a particular devata will be like this. That devata will be praised as Brahman. So considering Devi, who stands for Brahman here, all other devatas are normal devatas or of a lower level. And this way is called Arthavadam. It is a kind of falsification in order to cultivate devotion and faith in a seeker. That is the purpose of this Arthavada. But it's also in a way true that Devi doesn't show abhayam and varam. And Devi, a person who seeks Devi, he'll get more than what is required. That's the same with any god. But for a Devi Bhakta who comes here, he will have the doubt. What is the difference between Devi and other devatas? What is the speciality of the Devi that Shankara praises in Sundari Lahiri? What is the speciality of the Devi that is praised in Lalita Sahasranama? That is the reason why Shankara gives here. So if we learn Lalita Sahasranama, we find in many places, Brahmane Namaha, Shiva Shakti Aike Rupinye Namaha. There are many places Nirgunaye Namaha. So all those Nishkalaye Namaha, all those places it speaks about Devi as Parabrahman, as not a particular god, as not one of the 33 crore devatas, but as Parabrahman. And Parabrahman is always greater, higher than any form god. So here Shankara says that, O Devi, you don't show anything. You don't say that I give you, I help you, but you do it for your devotees. Any god, that is the case, but here Devi is being praised. So O Devi, you, unlike other devatas who show abhayam and varam and thereby they take care of, give abhayam and varam to their devotees, you don't show abhayam and varam, yet you take care of the devotees and you give vanchasam adhikam. You give more than what is required, more than what is sought. Therefore, O Devi, your feet alone is my refuge. And your feet, what is the speciality of your feet? That is what Shankara said in the second shloka, that taniyamsam pamsam. The entire world is created out of your pada dhuli. Therefore, I take refuge in your feet. Here we'll see the next loka in the next day. Hari.